Instructed Gideon to tear down his father's altars and idols that had been allowed to overtake the nation. Gideon obeyed the Lord despite their traditions, teachings, and obvious persecutions that would befall him due to standing up for the Lord. In America, many altars and idols have risen that the Lord commands that we tear down. Unfortunately, many of these altars and idols are not only found in secular society, but have crept into the church unaware, being unnoticed and embraced by many. So let's take a look at some of these idols that are so warmly embraced in which you are directly responsible to tear down. Preaching a lawless gospel. It fails to use the Ten Commandments to bring the knowledge of sin, which is the schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, in which is perfect converting the soul. Read Romans 7:7, Galatians 3:24, and Psalm 19:7. It leans on man-made methods and says those who use the law are legalistic. John Newton, writer of Amazing Grace, said, "Ignorance of the nature and design of the law is at the bottom of most religious mistakes." An image in our mind of a tolerant God. This is a false God that tolerates sin and smiles on humanity as a friend. In fact, God hates sin, calls sinners enemies, and commands us to hate sin as well. Read James 4:4, Romans 5:10, Colossians 1:21, Psalm 97:10, Psalm 119:104, and Amos 5:15. How much does God hate sin? Look to the cross. Charles Spurgeon said, "The very least offense against God is so intolerable that if hellfire were put out, one sin could kindle it again." Presentation of a false grace. This grace enables people to stay in their sins by allowing the person to lean on a crutch of imperfection, making the so-called road to heaven wide, when in fact this road leads to hell. The true grace of God empowers you to walk the straight and narrow. Matthew 7:13 and 14, Romans 5:20, and Romans 6:1-2. The true grace of God pulls out the crutch so that you may lean on Him who is able to make you perfect and perfect the things that which concerneth you. Again, read Matthew 5:48 and Psalm 138, verse 8. A presentation of a false love. This love overlooks sin and is demonstrated in lip service, not in action. However, the love of God is confrontational, not in lip service, again, but in action. Read 1 John 3:18. Example, there's a family having a barbecue on top of a burning building. As you walk by, instead of yelling to them to get out of the building, you imply they're okay by putting on your Sunday smile and waving to them. You'd say, "That's crazy. Nobody in their right mind would do that." Well, the truth is, it happens all the time. People are too afraid to confront sin, and little do they realize that their blood is on their own hands. Read Ezekiel 3 and 33. Charles Spurgeon again rightly said, "I am told Christians do not love each other. I am very sorry if that be true, but I rather doubt it, for I suspect that those who do not love each other are not Christians." False prophets, God of prosperity and false peace. These supposed prophets, through enticing words, raise an idol God and promise peace when there is no peace. In other words, God will give you a bigger house, a bigger car, and more money. Listen to what the great reformer Martin Luther rightly said. "Satan, the god of all dissension, stirreth up daily new sects, and last of all, which of all other I should never have foreseen or once suspected, he has raised up a sect such as teach that men should not be terrified by the law, but gently exhorted by the preaching of the grace of Christ." Grace in Webster's 1828 means the power to restrain from sin, not to indulge in it. Read Jeremiah 6:13 through 14, Ezekiel 13:10, and 1 Thessalonians 5:3. They preach that gain is godliness, making merchandise of the people, whose God is their belly and whose glory is in their shame. They mind earthly things, consuming things on their own lust, being covetous, and making a show of righteousness. They are an abomination to God. They are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ, accursed children whose end...
Here we go. Roger Sherman, a signer of the Declaration of Independence, signer of the Constitution, stated, "I believe that there is only one living and true God, existing in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments are revelation from God, that God did send his own Son to become a man, die in the room and stead of sinners, and thus to lay a foundation for the offer of pardon and salvation to all mankind, so all may be saved who are willing to accept the gospel offer." Roger also stated that sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
We shall remain.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to get to this. I mean, I got a lot of things I want to share with you today. Hopefully, you can check us out on social media platforms. If not, my affiliates, I totally appreciate it. Whatever comes up through video, I will do my best to paint that picture. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check it out. That's who we are, what it is that we've been doing concerning our affiliates across the country, etc. Also, go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You have contributors from all over the country that are adding to the victory, the resolve concerning what it is that we need to do when we take responsibility as a people and deal with the issues and the power of the Holy Ghost. Okay, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also, check out our store. Also, check out our schedule. If you want to call in, love to hear from you. Last week, it was just fantastic. I made it your show. You guys made it your show. Call in at will. Please stick to the topic, though we're going to be jumping around just a little bit. What we're going to be talking about today is this is where it started. You will get the gist of it in just a couple minutes. Again, if you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Listen, I want to start off during the first segment here just highlighting the reason I spend time with our said senators, our said representatives, the reason I'm involved with what's going on here in my own backyard, as well as your own backyard, friends. We've been going all across the country every month for the last 30 years. And so in saying that, I got to do a little homework here every once in a while too, friends, and get involved and stay involved, because the bottom line is everybody lives politics. Just want to make clear you all understand that, right? And it's funny how Christians want to say, well, you know, we're not supposed to be a part of politics. Well, let me ask you something, Brainiac. Who is it that established government, the institution of government? Did you say Moses? Is that the God that you say that you serve? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? The God of Moses? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ? Wait, so he established the institution of government that somehow or another you're exempting yourself from? Okay, that doesn't make any sense. whatsoever. If you want to bring about resolve to this country, you better understand that every single one of us in this country live politics, and we better get a part of it. If you want a detailed definition, politics is the science of government. Let me say it again. Politics, defined Webster's 1828, is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. That is the fruit of a living God, the institution of government, okay? Doesn't get any more clear than that. But with that, I want to show you what I'm talking about here. I want you to hear what I'm talking about here. This is our brand new senator in the county in which we reside. I'm involved with many of them, not just the ones in our own county here. But his name is Mike Holmstrom. He's a young man, probably in his early 30s, that's willing to stand up and do what needs to be done. I want you to hear, people, what it sounds like when a young representative, a statesman, that's what they should be called, not politician, but what a statesman sounds like before he's tainted by other politicians. You ready for this?
Member, do you solemnly swear to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of Minnesota? We all said I do. In our oath of office, we swore to uphold the Constitution. And now, members, in your haste and in your disregard and in your hubris, you're going to vote to violate the Second Amendment. You're going to vote to go back on your oaths of office. I ask you to remember that our government is one of, for, and by the people.
Amen.
The rights enshrined in our Constitution and the paper itself do not come from government. Our rights are inherent.
They come from God.
Our constitutional rights are inherent. We do not have the power in this body to strip those rights.
Okay, so hubris means excessive pride. So he's saying to those, what they would call the left, again, that does not constitutionally exist. He said, in your hubris, in your excessive pride, what you're going to do is you're going to act outside of the scope of authority, and you're going to assume authority that's never been given unto you. Friends, I'm highlighting right now what a statesman should sound like. And again, I want you to make clear, this is why we don't give up, because these younger people are having to stand up and fight for what the older generation was unwilling to fight for concerning the issues that they have to now deal with. Well, that's exactly what they're doing. Now, I want to say something to what I just said concerning the left. I got a question for all of you that believe that there's a right-left going on in our government. It's a uniparty system, you all know. But since when is following the Constitution in the enumerated laws found within, since when is that a far-right position? I want you to answer me. 281-845-4704. Anybody out there that disagrees with the law, which it doesn't matter if you disagree with it or not, transgress the law and you're going to find out you're going to be incarcerated for doing so because there's something called judgment. Okay? 281-845-4704. Here's the question. Since when is following the enumerated laws found in the Constitution considered a far right position? Okay, let me give you the answer. It doesn't exist. So then why is it that you allow the mainstream media and the mockingbird media and the useful idiots attack you on a far right position when we're ruled by law, which is always right? Let's listen to the rest of this.
It's not one given to us by the people. Now, we can choose to look back and violate our oath. We can choose to grab more power, but I choose not to. When similar laws to this were passed,
Second Amendment.
There was a statutory opportunity to turn in your guns.
Listen to what he says.
Less than 2% of those guns were surrendered.
Listen, Americans.
People do not comply with these laws because the people have not given us the power to write these laws. Mr. President, last year, conservatives saw multiple attacks on our banner holders based off political ideology alone. Charlie Kirk.
I'm going to come right back to this, friends. You need to hear what he says, because it's important that you do. Because, again, I'm showing you right now what it looks like and what it sounds like when a said representative actually does his job and acknowledges the laws found within the Constitution. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Henry Knox, Revolutionary War General and Secretary of War. He said, "First, I think it proper to express my unshaken opinion of the immorality of my soul or mind, and to dedicate and devote the same to the supreme head of the universe, to that great and tremendous Jehovah, who created the universal frame of nature, worlds, and systems, and number infinite. To this awfully sublime being do I resign my spirit with unlimited confidence of his mercy and protection." Some say, well, who's Henry Knox? Well, Henry Knox famously referred to the cannons that he transported from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston in the winter of 1775 to 1776 as his noble train of artillery. Henry actually transported 59 artillery pieces, roughly 60 tons of cannons and mortars, 300 miles from Fort Ticonderoga to Boston to break the British siege. The reason for all this? Henry said, "We are fighting for our country, for our posterity. On the success of this campaign, the happiness or misery of millions may depend." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to get to it, and this is where it all started, and I have to get to it. But so what I'm going to do is I'm going to break this down. We have a friend here. He's a brand new senator. He stepped in place of one that died in the county in which we reside. And his name is Senator Mike Holstrom, and I've gotten together with him a couple times. And I pour into these younger guys, and what we're hearing on the floor is exactly what we're pouring into them. We're educating them. The law of truth is in our mouth, right? Malachi 2:6. And for all of those out there that say it's all, you know, it's all gone for naught, I'm just here to tell you it's not. That's why I prefer doing things lawfully. And when we see what Mike's doing, standing up because he has to for his future and his posterity, the way our forefathers did for us, and seeing how the last how many decades and generations of parents dropped the ball on their children, well, Mike's one of those guys that has to stand up and say, hey, this is what it says and this is what we're going to do. Even going so far as to say, concerning them attempting to strip the Second Amendment rights away from the people, he said, if you're just joining us, he said that this took place in Canada and only less than 2% of the population actually forfeited their rights. which goes to show you everything that they attempt to do. They try to drive the narrative that everything is working for them and this is what the people want. But when the people speak, friends, you can see the truth of the matter, and it's less than 2%, which only goes to show you the bad guys in Canada want you to believe that 98% of the people wanted disarmament, when only 2% actually relinquished their God-given rights. They forfeited them. And it shows you how you're being lied to. Friends, let me say this. If it was all over, the way the bad guys mean for you to believe that it's all over, then why is it today you still have the freedom to do the right thing? That is called because of the mercy of God. Read Psalm 94:16. The Lord says, who will those that will stand up and fight against the workers of iniquity? I will. Why? Because the laws of God are written upon my heart. And by the way, those laws are the ones that Jesus came in and magnified. Matthew 5:17. And we establish through faith. Romans 3:31. We don't abrogate it, nor are we going to abrogate it because a bunch of bad guys want us to believe so. If you didn't hear Friday's show, it was a really good show. And there's very few times I ever leave the mic where I feel like that was a really good show. But one of the things that I highlighted was Thomas Massie, the said representative from Kentucky, which I got question marks about every single one of those guys. I really do. Because even what he proposed to be and proposed to do, he has yet to be and he has yet to do concerning the Epstein files. Okay? But I do have to say this. He said that when he cracked open, I'm talking about Representative Thomas Massie, when he cracked open the Epstein files, the less than 1% of the files that were released that were not redacted. By the way, a majority of them was redacted. You couldn't read it, okay? But he found that, he said that he was kind of taken back in so many words because there were so few billionaires in the world. I want you to listen to something. Those few billionaires are the ones that you and I are complaining about. They are the ones that use the media to try to bolster the effect that there's so many of them working against we the people. Folks, I want to say this. Many of these billionaires that are controlling you or the ones that you're allowing to control you, you do need to understand that they garnished their wealth through theft. Because you already see the fruit of these people that mean to steal, kill, and destroy as to who they work for. So a question that I have for all of you hopeless ones, and you're hopeless because you have your trust in the arm of the flesh, Jeremiah 17:5, and not in the Lord, where the blessing lies. I just have a question. How is it that so few billionaires are allowed to control you and the rest of the world, as they say? I'm curious. See, they're scared to death that you're going to figure out what Massie just said, and it's those kind of things that I sincerely, and I'm very intuitive when I hear it, I take heed to, because it always goes back to what I know. What are they going to say about Satan, the deceiver, the murderer, the liar? What are they going to say on that day, friends? He deceived the nations. Listen to me. He deceived the nations. He caused the small portion of minions of hell to control the masses through what? Through deception. Who controls the mainstream media narrative, friends, from coast to coast? The CIA. The ones that none other than Harry Truman equated back in 47 to the CIA. He equated them to, guess who, friends? The Gestapo. Was there anything good about them? Absolutely not. You're being lied to. That's it. You're listening to their lies. You're believing their lies. That's why you're hopeless. If you were a believer in Christ, you'd be going against the flow, not with it. You would know when they were lying to you. You know when they're trying to control you and manipulate you. Why do you think they keep creating these crises, friends? They want to destabilize you. That's who these devils are. Oh my goodness, what a place to put yourself to work for people that lie, steal, and kill, not realizing that when they're done doing it to you, actually, the bad guys that are doing it to you, just think what they're going to do to them when they find out that they're expendable as well. They're just too stupid to figure it out right now. And that goes back to what I always say to my listeners and my viewers. Hey, folks, the bad guys couldn't do what the bad guys do if it weren't somebody doing it for them. So it's the neighbors turning on the neighbors, the family members turning on the family members. The Bible says in latter times, it says the love of many will work, it'll wax cold. Because of what? The workers of lawlessness. They're going the wrong direction. They're listening to the wrong voices. Didn't Jesus say they know the voice of a good shepherd, the good shepherd, the voice of a stranger they will not follow? People, what voice are you listening to? What voice are you listening to? So anyways, I wanted to highlight none other than Michael Holmstrom for actually standing up and speaking like a representative should be talking and actually doing, going so far as to say, I'm not going to comply. He said, I will not comply, and it's a policy, not a law. I will not comply, he said. And he said, most of Minnesota will not comply as well. Well, he's exactly right. He's exactly right. But folks, we shouldn't be allowing ourselves to sit back and let one or two take all the lumps. We should all get there and push it back the other direction, the direction that it should go. Speaking of which, Marjorie Taylor Greene came out, and boy, she's just singing like a bird lately. I also want you to contemplate one thing about Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I'd love to have her on the show for a moment to ask her. But while she was on the side of this administration and everything was going well, do remember, friend, she was selling you out. Now that they're bad-mouthing her, now that they're allegedly threatening her, she's all over the networks right now. Now here, what you're going to hear and see is her speaking at Ron Paul Institute. And I want you to listen to what she has to say, because with all due respect and with all due respect to the Spirit of God in my ministry, the stuff that she's now talking about is a mere confirmation and an affirmation of what we said 25 years ago.
Not only was it Donald Trump that changed everything for me, it was serving in Congress in the Republican Party that changed everything for me. It was seeing on the inside what a bunch of liars they all are. Not just Republicans, but Democrats too.
Doesn't exist.
They have no intention of doing the things that they promise you on the campaign trail. None. Right now, we have a Republican president, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate. They have the power to do everything they want to do right now. And they refuse to do it. Do you want to know why? They're bought and paid for. They are bought and paid for. They don't work for you. They work for the giant industries that fund their campaigns. They work for the special interest groups that give them fundraisers. They work for the lobbyists that make best friends with them, because many members of Congress are lonely in Washington. They're easy to make friends with. They're away from their homes. They're away from their families. They're away from everything that made them who they are. They're taken to Washington, D.C., which is an international city. It's like a foreign country. Washington, D.C. is a foreign country. It's run by a foreign country. It is.
Oh, it's amazing how that works,
isn't
it?
It's run by the secular government of Israel and some other people and some other things.
Okay, so she just said that Washington, D.C. is run by a foreign government. And then she takes another step. And then she tells you that it's being run by the secular government of Israel. Again, I don't know how I need to add this into every time I bring up the word Israel. We're talking about Rothschild, Israel, man-made atheistic creation of an atheist, friends, named Theodor Herzl back in 1897, who was funded by the Rothschilds to put in place those that aren't even from that region of the world, that had to use different names to deceive the people of the world to believe that somehow or another that they're the chosen of God. That's what we're going to get into right on the other side. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crowe, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
The second commandment in Exodus 20 tells us to beware of creating a god in our own image. A god, for example, all mercy, no justice, all love, no wrath, all grace, no judgment, all accepting, no rejecting, all heaven, no hell. Folks, this is not the God of the Bible. I speak to the Christians, food for thought. If you don't experience persecution, it may be because the world can't tell whose side you're on. The TV is my shepherd, I shall not want. It makes me to lie down on the sofa. It leads me away from the faith, and it destroys my soul. It leads me in the paths of sex and violence for the sponsor's sake. Yeah, though I walk in the shadow of Christian responsibilities, there will be no interruptions, for the TV is with me. It's cable and it's remote control. They comfort me. It prepares a commercial before me in the presence of my worldliness. It anoints my head with humanism and consumerism. My coveting runneth over. Surely laziness and ignorance shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of watching TV forever. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to give a shout out because I know that during our commercials, those that hear our commercials, what's all of us in the ministry, the affiliates have different commercials going. So on our affiliates, I would just ask that you take the time and go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out the store and also check out the schedule. Okay, check out the store and check out the schedule and see what's available, because we got some brand new books that have been written. All the prophets were pointing to the front, the children of the apostate, the soldier of the cross. I also have a testimonial book that was done by Marvel Comic and DC Comic Danny Bulinati, and it is second to none. Everything is high quality. It's going to last you the rest of your life if you take care of it. And again, there's plenty on the website, sonsoflibertymedia.com. check out the store, and also check out our schedule. Okay, you know, I was just thinking about this because Marjorie Taylor Greene, and somebody made a point, you know, that, you know, it's interesting how she's able to just go out there and spout off and cause all this division going on between her and the said current administration. And the little rift that they have going between the two of them, now all of a sudden she's tattling on them. But yet when she was a part of the club, everything was totally fine. And somebody said online, if it was legitimate, why isn't the Mossad or the CIA taking her out then? And if she does get taken out, then I guess she was sincere. Well, I question all that too. But I also can sense when somebody's telling the truth, regardless if they want to tell it for our purpose or for their purpose. The bottom line is truth, friends, works for us regardless of how they tell us. The enemy will use the truth every once in a while when he blurts the truth out in his confusion, though he meant to do it or not. Still, the truth is out there because the truth is the light of men. And when that light gets out there, it starts exposing the darkness of the corrupt and the works of the enemy. So regardless of what she's doing here, friends, she is telling you the truth. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to go over, because people, I know they're still trying to catch up with me here. I do. And I'm not saying that in any sense of the word to be condescending. But I'm telling you, when are you going? I'm within question. When are you going to figure out that your talking heads are paid media influencers? When are you going to figure out that they're controlled opposition, that they've been put in place to serve their sponsors? That's why they change their stories over and over and over again. Interestingly enough, after the, and I'm going to say it again, the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk, folks, for those that don't know, there's a lot of questions around what's coming up now as if it ever even happened, because there's so many lies in the narrative. Case in point, just one, about a month ago, I had brought video that was finally let go from, you know, allegedly it was from TPUSA, who should have released it to the public instantaneously. Because in contrast, friends, the videos that me and you seen were all doctored up. I want to make clear that you understand this. The videos that were released of this the alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk, they were completely doctored up. I'll say it one more time. They were completely doctored up. What happened is people started to examine the video and they started noticing weird movements, things appearing, disappearing, frame after frame. We all seen on the video when it first came out all the blood that allegedly gushed out the left side of his neck. Well, guess what, friends? A month ago, TPUSA released some video from the back and there was not one drop of blood. Not one drop of blood. And what we need to do is come to our senses. And here's the other thing. This came up yesterday on Mother's Day when I was talking to my wife. And I just, my son was talking to my mom, to my wife, his mom. And I just stopped and I said, no, don't you understand? I've been doing this for 15 years longer than Charlie ever did. I said, if anything ever happened to me, rest assured, the president of the United States of America is going to pick you up, Stephanie, and he's going to bring you into the White House and he's going to put a covering over you to protect you. No. There was links to Epstein with Erica Kirk, with Donald Trump and the family long before we ever heard anything about either one of these guys. And I'm talking about Erica Kirk, and I'm also talking about none other than Charlie Kirk, okay? They were all interconnected through the Epstein files, for those that didn't know, okay? So when I'm saying that, I want to have you understand that there is video, and I played the video for you from the back of this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk, where there was not one drop of blood. One, folks, there's no graveyard. There's no film. I mean, I can go on. Hey, folks, with all those people that were there that day, I believe there was 1,200 cameras. How come all that film was put a stop to concerning the release of by a local judge? Why was the FBI fired? Individuals that were a part of that region, why were they fired a week and a half before? I mean, and the list goes on and the list goes on. Everything is telling. Nobody believes the official narrative. And why should you? Because you're lied to by the same people concerning every narrative that they give you, unless it works for them and they have enough fools to go right lock and step right behind them and propping up their oppressors. Enough is enough. So let's get to this. Marjorie Taylor Greene just brought up none other than Israel. Again, modern-day Israel. It's not God's chosen. It's the devil's chosen. Read Revelation 3:9. Israel are the people. We are the children of God, Israel of God. I want to show you concerning these controlled operatives that have been just going along with the mainstream media, like the Glenn Becks, the clowns in the circus of politics that are there to support the other clowns in the circus of politics. You say, well, Bradley, are you saying that because you're not as big as him? No, let me tell you this. I didn't sell out. They did. There's a big difference. And you can tell by what it is that they constantly get behind. It's always getting behind a push for a global order. No matter how much they deny it, they constantly keep pushing the same direction. And then if they don't want to talk about it, they just omit the information, which is the same thing, friends. Omission, friends, is just, they're just as guilty as the ones that are saying it. Just because they don't want to say it, folks, makes them just as much guilty as the one committing the crime, like an accomplice to a crime. Let's go over to this, and I want to show you what happens when you let these controlled operatives loose on the young people. I want to tell you, there's no connection. They don't know how to respond. That's my take on what I'm going to highlight here. I want you to hear this. Listen to this.
Over the United States government, and we have unconditionally supported them. We have fought their wars in the Middle East. Bibi Netanyahu came to our Congress in the 90s, told us a list of countries that we need to take out. Some were Syria, Iraq, Iran, Libya, etc. Through those wars, we have lost trillions of dollars. We have lost American servicemen.
We're lobbying everybody else, and they will...
The young people are shouting back at Glenn, saying, we're not going along with you, Glennie. Not going to happen today. There's no connection, people.
Charlie was starting to notice about the Israel lobby.
Could I answer my question? Could I answer the question, please?
You're talking about one thing they don't teach in school?
He's disgusted by the young people. That's what's going on here.
They don't teach about the USS Liberty, where Israel literally came, blew up an American ship because they want us to get in their war with Egypt.
Oh, Mr. Beck.
And they don't teach that in school.
Beck's getting a little bent here.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your question.
I have a question. Why is there this societal taboo around criticisms of Israel? For example, AIPAC doesn't have to register as a foreign lobby, but like the Australia lobby does.
You gotta love it. Let's see how
listen to this,
Glenn
folks.
Beck responds.
Now listen to Glenn Beck.
That should be changed. That should be corrected. Look, I am not going to say Israel should have any special privileges. None.
Right.
Listen.
Right. Okay, Glenn.
Here's the politician
Glenn,
for you.
If that's the case, then what's this all about?
I'm Glenn Beck, and I support the fellowship because I support Israel. Join me and Christians all over America who are participating in Flags of Fellowship.
He's holding a Star of Renfan, Acts 7:43, calling it Israel. Now, folks, if you'd merely take a little time and do your research, you're going to be in it 5 minutes, and you're going to understand how much you're being lied to by these politicians. They call them radio show hosts, but there's no difference because they're put in place to prop up the establishment that me and you are sick and tired of.
Fellowship. To learn more and how to get involved, go to flagsoffellowship.com.
So, you know, once again.
So what is he supporting, friends? I'm just curious. Same thing the administration is. Isn't that crazy how that works? Isn't it interesting how all the networks promote the same thing, advertently or inadvertently? They're all pushing the same narrative. One pushes, one pulls back. That other side pushes, the other one pulls back. But what are they doing? They're pushing the same narrative all of the time. When are the people going to understand that the media, the Mockingbird media, is controlled? They claim 92% of it. I have in front of you, I played this last week. Actually, I highlighted this. These were the said Israeli prime ministers who have basically ousted the Palestinians for the world to believe that that land is actually there when nothing could be further from the truth. So much so that every one of these said prime ministers that tells you that they're from that region and they're Jewish, many of them are not even Jewish, None of them are from that particular area. For example, Benjamin Mielakowski, you know him as Netanyahu. He had to change his name. He's from Poland. Then it goes on. Another one's from Hungary. Another one's Polish, Russian, Ukrainian, Belarusian. Then we have a Lithuanian, another Polish one. I mean, folks, they're not even from that area. And every one of them had to change their name. And somehow or another, you believe they're telling you the truth? Gosh. Okay. That's an easy sale. For sure, no question about it. If you want to add to, take away, you got about 2 minutes, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I'm just telling you this, friends, because this is your last window. On the other side, I'm going to show you how this all started, and we're going to go to what they call the Schofield Bible, and we're going to give you a little lesson within 13 minutes. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Andrew Young, former mayor of Atlanta, said, "You don't want to think of yourself as a martyr, but if you worship in a religion, Christianity, where the symbol of that religion is a cross, you are reminded every day of your lives that the cross is not something that you just hang on the wall. It's something that comes out as a result of confrontation with evil, and that when you face that confrontation with evil, you're likely to face the possibility with a physical death. But if you don't face that confrontation with evil, you inevitably face a spiritual death."
In a world filled with compromise and those who cower from speaking the truth, listening to Bradley Dean of the Sons of Liberty is a breath of fresh air in a day and age when you are searching for someone to just tell it like it is. If you are ready to hear the unadulterated truth from the Word of God that will feed your soul, open your eyes, give you understanding, and turn your heart to the Father, if you are ready to take a stand and realize your duty before God and man to preserve the freedom so graciously bestowed upon us by God Almighty and our founding forefathers, if you're ready to set aside the counterfeit and embrace the real, then join us weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for an encounter that will enlighten your understanding and point you directly to Jesus Christ, the everlasting light.
You know, the problem with people complaining about the narrative by the mainstream media and not believing anything of it is them submitting to it, them tolerating it. That's why they keep lying, folks. It's like it's in a domino effect that one falls down a lie and then another lie falls down and then it falls. Those dominoes have been falling for decades in this country by the government that you allow. And that's really what it comes down to. And again, that's not a slap in your face. It's just the truth of the matter. I don't like it no more than anybody else does, but I'm doing my best to lawfully correct it. Absolutely, 100%. And that's what we should all be doing. Again, read Psalm 94:16. I'm going to go over to these two individuals. Now, I don't know a whole lot of them. I see what they, you know, what they do out there. I see that they're, you know, highlighting good information. I've listened to probably 5 minutes as a whole of these guys. But in this particular case, what I'm going to highlight concerning, and this is where it started, concerning the modern day Israel, that's all you have to do is go back to the Schofield Bible to understand how this all started. Well, when I seen this young lady highlighting it concerning the information that we all need, she gave a real quick download within a 13-minute window, and I thought it was fantastic. So with that, and without further ado, I want you to listen carefully as to how it is the mainstream media and those that are pushing the heretical lies that Israel is God's chosen. Listen to how it started, and then you're going to figure out real quick as to what the problem is, and you're going to also figure out, hopefully, a light's going to go on inside and say, hey, listen, I know people that believe this. Now I have cemented information that I need to give them that they're being lied to.
U.S. that support Israel mostly do so from the theology that came about in the late 1800s from what's called the Schofield Bible. Now, evangelicals know what the Schofield Bible is, but a lot of us don't. It's basically like a Cliff's Notes for the Bible that Christian Zionists use as their reason behind supporting Israel, even when it becomes readily apparent that Israel continues to murder innocent people and attack Christians. They hold tight because of this one seminal text. What most people don't know, though, is that text, the Schofield Bible, was funded by Wall Street elites and supported by very early Zionists long before the State of Israel ever existed. Now, they may not know also who is Cyrus Schofield, so I'm going to give you a brief biography of him. He was, by evangelical standards, a scoundrel. He was a philanderer who abandoned his wife and two daughters. He was sued many times and, in fact, even served prison time for fraud. He was ousted as district attorney in disgrace. He lied about his military record, having been a Confederate soldier. So how did this person become a biblical leader that led so many faithful
went,
Christians towards all supporting
paid
the government
for by the
of
Rothschilds.
Israel and all of its subsequent wars? Well, let's take a look. Cyrus Schofield was not a religious man from his upbringing. He was raised in Michigan. His mother died very young. He was raised partly by his sisters, and he followed one of his sisters to Tennessee. There he briefly and volunteered to join the Confederate Army, but he didn't really like it. So he wrote a letter and said, you know, I'm not really even a Southerner. I'm from Michigan. I want out of the Army. And his request was approved. During his time in Confederacy, many of his fellow soldiers...
It's important that you understand the majority of your presidents have all been draft dodgers as well, just the same way as Schofield has been.
Converted to Christianity. He was not one of them. Later in life, when he was a well-known Bible teacher, stories would circulate that he had received what was called the Cross of Honor for bravery in the Army. The problem is the Confederacy never gave out any decorations for bravery.
Same thing with George Bush Jr.
So he kind of let those war hero stories circulate, and he never corrected them, even though he did know about them. Now, he followed his sister later to St. Louis, where he would marry a Catholic woman of French descent named Leontine. Her family was very well connected, and he then married her. He did not convert to Catholicism. Later, he complained about her Catholicism as one of the sort of sources of strife in their marriage. They would have two daughters and a son. The son only lived a few months. The daughters lived well into their adult years. Now, her connections helped him get elected to Kansas legislature, despite never really having much formal schooling. And later, he became the district attorney for the District of Kansas in 1873. Now, around this time, Schofield and his sister as well begin to be sued many times for fraud. He was accused of forgery.
He sued for fraud and for forgery, but this is the nonsense that people believe today. This is the author of the lies. He was sued for fraud. He's a liar. By the way, what you're noticing, the climb up into the position that Schofield began to take, notice how those that have the money, notice the characteristics of those that they pick concerning folks lower than a snake's belly. I mean, really, characteristically, they're debased, they're reprobates, but they put them up into positions of being hierarchies or authors or, in this particular case, some authority when it comes to the Bible, when in fact, his credentials show just the exact opposite, that he's qualified in no sense of the word. But the Rothschilds qualified him, just like many of your politicians today are promoted in the same exact way.
Financial fraud, giving and taking loans that he did not pay back. He had many issues tied to other people's money. In one case, led to formal charges and conviction. Others were dropped or just left unresolved somehow. Eventually, he would resign as the district attorney due to allegations of blackmail. He also did serve time in prison for forgery. He would eventually be pardoned.
This is the Schofield, folks, that wrote the Schofield Bible. Listen to his criminal record. And yet you believe him? Because this is what the media is pushing. This is what the modern state Rothschild state of Israel is pushing. It was because of the Schofield Bible that many people are taking on this heretical nonsense that this woman has taken the time to expose.
For this, when he became a biblical leader. Now, it was around this time that he has his Christian conversion. Schofield said it had to do with this businessman named Thomas McPeters in St. Louis. Both men said, oh, we were just having a conversation in my law office, despite the fact that he never even had a law office. But, you know, the stories sort of get passed around. It was this funny story. Ha ha. And almost immediately, his life takes a sharp turn from disgraced lawyer and convicted forger to Bible student and then superstar preacher.
Yep.
He has this rise as a Christian convert, and it was unusually fast. From there, he moves to Dallas on the invitation of a person named A.J. Gordon. And more directly, he's connected through Dwight L. Moody, the revival movement. You may know about that. He leaves his wife and two daughters behind, and he leaves them for good, never to come back and parent them. His wife has to work two jobs to support these two girls. They go on to be upstanding citizens in their hometown of Atchison, Kansas. And in fact, when the Joseph Canfield book about Schofield was published about 20 years ago, the local library there refused to carry it. And I think this is such an interesting note because the author of the Canfield book offers to send the local library a copy of this book. And this is what the library sends back. As you recall, Mr. Schofield left Mrs. Schofield with small children and no money. Not too responsible of a person. I don't think we need his biography. Many Atchison citizens remember what a rascal he was.
Okay, so what a rascal he was. I'm just curious. When I look at this, I think of the same thing concerning the said presidents that they have put into place. They sell these scoundrels a certain way to the people, and then once they get into office, they prove the points by bearing the fruit of the scoundrel and the scoundrels that they are. Friends, you can take it how you want to take it, but when you look at the current administration, it's exactly how Trump was promoted. 30 years favorably by the mainstream media that was basically spitting out those that they didn't want and taking in those that they did. And the only ones that they took in were those that were willing to sell out. I think we should all pay attention as to how they're promoted. Because again, going now back to Schofield, do you notice how much of a scoundrel he was? How much of a fraudster he was? A liar he was? A rascal he was? Due to response of a letter? Of request, how much of a rascal he was, prison time served, and then all of a sudden he goes from all of that, the Rothschilds entering in, and then he becomes this superstar preacher with the likes of a D.L. Moody. Someone want to help me understand that outside of the obvious? That's what I thought. But yet, people, this is what people are fighting over, and there's nothing to fight over. So when you listen to Hagee, when you listen to others, friends, like a Jack Kibb, so if you want to know why, I am saying, just like this current administration, when I am telling you, friends, that you are dealing with heretics, you better understand that's exactly what you're dealing with. And you better make clear the word of God is there for without it, you destroy your own soul, and at the end of the day, your own nation. Proverbs 13:13. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.